I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Day to Day personal finance contributor Michelle Singletary is back with us to answer some listener financial questions. Hi, Michelle. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, thank you.
Now, we'll just state again that you are not a certified financial planner, but you do write the syndicated column, The Color of Money, which has lots of good financial advice in it. Here comes our first question from a listener who stands to inherit his childhood home and writes, the real estate in this area has gone sky high, and although that's great news for the value on the home, I'm scared to death of how much I'll have to pay in inheritance tax. Any advice on reducing the amount of taxes, or is there some loophole for this situation?
Well, this person is probably in a good position. When it comes to estate taxes, which is what he's talking about, the law changed recently so that the amount that is excluded from estate taxes has increased. So, for example, 2004 and 5, it's $1.5 million. Now, assuming his dad is not going to pass away this year, it would be $1 million. So unless the house is this huge mansion, he should be in safe ground, really.
Speaking of acquiring a home, David from Portland, Oregon is thinking about buying one. He wonders, should he use the loan election available on his 401k retirement plan? This plan offers a 5% loan up to $50,000 for a home purchase. David writes, I was thinking about borrowing the money from myself rather than from the bank to finance my new home. Michelle, is this a smart thing to do?
You know, I get asked this quite a lot. There are lots of pros and cons. I like to focus on some of the cons. One, if you leave your job, you have to pay back that loan immediately, and you have to pay a penalty for early withdrawal, because essentially that's what it is. And secondly, think about the opportunity cost that you're going to lose. While that money is out of your retirement plan, it's not growing. So unless you're making interest payments more than what you'd get on return, you're losing that money. And here's another thing. Often when people take out these loans, they either decrease or stop their contributions to their 401k plan. So if you can, try to save up the money for your house independent of your 401k plan. It's there for a reason. It's there for your retirement.
Okay, a last question from a worried parent whose 27-year-old son has $30,000 in school loans. He's had the loans consolidated but is still paying 5 or 6% interest. He earns $28,000 a year teaching and is having a heck of a time paying all his bills, our listener writes. Now, it's time to work on his master's. He's panicking. Wouldn't he be better off to borrow money at a lower rate from a bank or financial institution and pay it off? Why can't he get that school loan at a lower rate? Michelle?
Well, because the federal law says that once you consolidate, you can't consolidate it again. Lots of graduates are suffering who borrowed when interest rates were as high as 8 or 9% and are stuck with that interest rate. You know, there's lots of bills on the Hill right now that would allow former students to reconsolidate. The only way he could do that is if he took out another student loan and he is going to graduate school, then he can consolidate at the lower rate. But also be mindful, you're not going to get that bottom line rate that new graduates would get. The interest rate is weighted, so it's still would be higher than new graduates. I would just sort of say, you know, listen, if you want to go to graduate school and get your master's, you need to start, you know, saving some money.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for the Washington Post. She's the author of the book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. If you have a question for Michelle, email us. The address is daytoday@npr.org. Put Michelle in the subject line, and we will thank Michelle. Thanks.
Thank you.